True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. The
score! How does that banana taste?
Bananas. I love it.
Aw, this transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food, thanks to our guests. We had Ben Lieber, we had Sammy P, we had Dan Wiederer. Mark Grody is in studio, so I'm going to thank him for being here. Marshall Harris is here. I'm going to thank him for being here.
Happy to be here. Thanks. Thanks to you. Thanks to Mark Grody. Thanks to all the people behind that glass.
Yes, they are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and Connor O'Donnell. And now we bring in the popcorn rich, Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes.
Oh, I'm so glad they sent me some of my own. And it's got my name on it. Be careful, everybody.
It's funny because I don't have a bag.
Oh, it's too bad. Well, Lawrence.
So did you take it?
No, I did not.
No, I'm just kidding. I put my bag in there so you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you got to be careful. There are popcorn thieves around this place. I don't know who they are.
Blatant.
I don't know
popcorn
who
popcorn thieves.
Yeah, I don't know who would ever do that. But
I do.
It makes me wonder, guys. Like through the years, what else has Matt Spiegel stolen from the hallways? What from the refrigerator?
These are excellent questions.
Lives. Now, and then saying them in tribute.
What I've stolen is your hearts. That's what I've stolen.
I don't think there's a cold case on anybody's heart, though. There might be some cold cases out there that need to be solved.
How were the hearts at Wrigley Field yesterday when Josh Bell hit that three-run homer?
Dude.
God bless. Yeah.
That was like one of the most fun days I've ever had in the booth with Derek Lee coming by for an inning.
Oh, man.
Derek and Sammy in front of us. Like, Zach and Coom had to clear out so Derek and Sammy could be in front and wave to the camera. So I had to do four pitches of play-by-play from the back row all of a sudden because that was the only mic open. Like, it was crazy and super fun. And then Daniel Palencia fell apart physically and psychologically, and everybody else fell apart emotionally there in the ninth inning. It was not good, Grody, to your answer.
Yeah,
your question.
That's pretty. By the way, before I forget, because the things, I don't know if you ever heard, like, there's crack slippers. Things slip through the cracks sometimes, Spiegel. I got to give a shout. This is the first time I saw this yesterday at Wrigley, and maybe I'm a little behind because I'm so into my Bears gig. Did you see the Shaw-o-meter out there? In the bleachers?
No.
That's funny.
The Shaw-o-meter. This is an ode to, kids, Sean Dunstan back in the 80s.
The Shawan-o-meter.
That's right. There used to be something called the Shawan-o-meter, which because he'd had such a low average, but then he started hitting better, and it got up to like 270. It was crazy. There was a Shaw-o-meter. So shout out to the creative folks in the bleachers, a new generation. I love it.
Well, that's cool. But I got to say, Sean Dunstan was there yesterday, as was Fergie and Billy and Sutcliffe and Andre Dawson and Lee Smith.
Wow.
It's like all those guys were there for the Cubs Hall of Fame thing, and they were all down there in blue jackets, and it was like, and Kerry Wood, like it was quite a thing all weekend.
I'm overstimulated.
Wait, Grody, was it batting average though? I feel like modern O-meter would be like OPS or something.
You're
I
right. Good now, call. Now I didn't look that closely, so maybe
it's WRC plus.
Yes,
it really is.
A fan's got WRC a calculator plus. Out. He's calculating
it's up,
every.
It's
bat.
Up to 107.
With Boog explaining it, every okay. WRC plus is,
and it's digital. It's also digital.
Right. But it wasn't. That's the beautiful part about it. It was still the old school, like the Sean-o-meter. Look it up, kids.
But in the lunchroom there before the game, once noon hit, football on all the big screens at Wrigley. Like, I love when the crossover happens in September.
I don't like the September crossover. Wow. I like the October crossover.
Oh, because
that means your team's in the playoffs.
Well, everything's back then. You get NBA back, you get NHL back, you've got college football, you've got the World Series, you've got everything.
Yeah, that's when my brain explodes.
September, baseball's just in my way for a month until we get real.
I will say it was cool. Wow. Like, when I covered the Astros, they would put the games on the video board at the ballpark.
Wow.
So that was pretty fun.
I just had a flashback. Baseball's just in my way.
Until it gets real.
I understand. I understand.
Unless you're chasing a playoff spot, though, if you're not in playoff
position. Yeah, but the Cubs aren't chasing a playoff. They're going to the playoffs. I know, but it's just a matter of...
Yesterday was a big day, though, because of the Palencia implosion. Now they got to figure out what they're going to do with the back of that bullpen.
Right, but Bears.
I understand. Right.
Yes,
Bears.
But also Brad Keller, and then also
Bears. Lawrence, also you get an Bears. Extra bear, Spiegel. You just lost a bear.
I know. Take the bear away from that guy.
Hey, man, this is the realist. There's some people out there who want it, and they'll get it on Wednesday.
It's almost like
on Wednesday.
We suffer
about 4:15.
We almost suffer more because there wasn't a Bears game covering up what happened out there at Wrigley Field yesterday. It was right there for everybody to see.
But I'll tell you what. Steelers and Jets, that might as well have been a Bears game.
It was
fun. Let's be honest.
It
was
a fun
ride.
No, there were a lot of points scored, though. We haven't had that like that in a while.
I know, but you had a guy you were rooting for and a guy you were rooting against playing quarterback.
Who were you rooting for?
Justin Fields.
You're rooting against Aaron Rodgers?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Yes!
Isn't everyone?
Get on board, Marshall.
I root for Mike Tomlin. I'm just going to put that out there.
That's fine. But I loathe Aaron Rodgers with the loathing of a thousand suns. Do suns loathe? No.
No.
I blew that one.
You know, it's a good
You know
though.
What I mean? Yeah, yeah. But
if they did loathe, like, it would be really powerful.
Yeah, right.
And he,
what would the Suns loathe?
You kill somebody with the sun.
The Suns loathe
Kevin Durant.
And Aaron Rodgers is a black hole. So
yes.
There you go.
Okay,
also,
that's
did anybody else find it like somewhat interesting that the two former Steelers quarterbacks are now the two current New York quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah. Well, and Russell Wilson is still the quarterback here on day two of the season.
Giants football.
Aaron Rodgers is kind of an ass, right? I don't know.
Giants
That's
football.
Right, Steve Sciarippa.
Somebody has to be there. Hey, Cam Scataboo got a play or two.
Cam Scataboo was throwing shoulders into people.
Yeah, he looked on brand.
His whole body behind a shoulder.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how long his body holds up in this league doing it that way.
Interesting to see a whole bunch of these rookies. Like, Omarion Hampton runs smooth.
Yes, he does.
I enjoyed watching him run on Friday night in Brazil.
One of those guys.
And speaking of smooth, how about Olu Fashanu at the left tackle for the Jets, everybody?
I'm watching.
My favorite one was definitely Ja'Cory Croskett. Merit because
Bill,
because he was a seventh round pick, and maybe seventh round picks can do things.
That's Bill. His nickname is Bill because when he was a kid, everyone thought he looked like Little Bill from the cartoon.
So that is amazing.
So the nickname stuck. He's Bill.
Oh, do you see what Ben Johnson said about Kyle Manungai when he was praising him the other day, Lawrence?
He's going to cut him?
No. He didn't. You're going to owe me a steak in about
a week.
In about 4 hours.
No, next week.
What are you talking about?
You thought Kyle Manungai was getting cut?
We keep pushing this.
No.
He's got to play
again. I said after we find out what veterans are available, because you don't want to sign a veteran before week one, because their contract gets guaranteed.
After
we get
out.
The bet was Kyle Manungai to make the team. He plays tonight. I think he made the team.
No. The bet was, is he still on the roster after week one?
Because you can
sign veterans at a discount after week one is over.
So that's it tonight?
My free steak.
You're gonna win the bet.
Yeah. And my free steak.
But just understand what the bet was.
It's going to be just as delicious in late September or whenever you decide to pay it off.
Oh.
And we'll be there together.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll be there together, and we will.
Not at this rate. Order mines to go.
But Ben Johnson said, Kyle Manunga, he does everything right. I was like, oh, look at that. Yeah, seventh round pick. He does everything right.
Does he run fast right?
I mean, the blitz pickup wasn't great the last time we saw him, also, which was a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago in practice,
I think.
You can't
coach height, unfortunately.
Don't I know it.
I didn't know Grody was under 6 foot until today. So
you thought I was taller than
you. You're 5'11", though, right?
I am, yeah. And like I used to say 6 feet tall, but guess what? I've decided to be honest in my later years of life.
On the dating profiles, you still got to go 6 feet, big dog.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Because the women are out here going 6 foot.
But that's a big deal with women. They don't like lies about height. No, they're serious about that.
Yes, they do. Because they all lie about their height.
Let's talk to the girl. Layla. Yes, Layla.
As somebody who
is a girl.
Is a girl.
And has been on a dating app. Here's the thing. It's like, if you're 5'11 and you're 6 feet tall, nobody's going to really complain
about
that's
fine.
Exactly. Okay. But when you're like, when you're 5'9 and you're 6 feet tall,
Was it Tucker Barnhart who told us that? Like, Layla and I were on together one day, and Tucker Barnhart was like, yeah, I'm 6 feet, but I'm 5'9", but they have me listed as six feet.
So go with the high school program height?
Yeah.
He said 5'9"?
He said he's 5'9", but he was listed at 6 feet.
I always told my son that I was six foot.
He's not dating anybody. And he dated teams a long time ago.
It's just amazing what happens when you are put onto a roster, like how inflated it can be, even down to like the high school level.
And listen, I'm not saying running backs can't be 5'8". I'm not saying that at all. It's just they ask him in a lot of these packages to pick up the blitz, and you look small against a guy who's against you. Maybe not the blitz, but they ask him to block.
Oh, yeah, short running backs, running backs under 5'10".
Garrett Wolf.
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
Thurman Thomas.
Thurman Thomas is right there on the edge. Barry Sanders.
So is Walter Payton, right?
We just named pretty amazing running backs.
Yeah, wasn't Walter 5'10"?
Being small can work in your favor.
Maybe 5'11".
But as a blocker, it can suck.
But as a runner, you can get super low to the ground and work that in their favor. I'll be very interested to see how this all works. That game last night, that Buffalo game. Oof. And Baltimore, it's like I have dreamed for my entire life, and certainly our entire time here, man, of like, will we ever have an offense that can hang with one of those teams? Like, because both of those teams, if you're a Ravens fan, you're like, whatever you got 35, you know, you're watching that game, you're like, we could put up 35, we could put up 40 of either of those teams. And you watch quarterbacks like that and offenses like that do it. And tonight is theoretically supposed to be the beginning of growing into a big boy offense where you can hang with a team like that. We've wanted it our whole freaking lives, especially in the modern NFL, and maybe tonight is the beginning of that. That's the dream anyway, because I watched that thing last night. I'm like, if you're a Bears fan watching your team against one of those last night, you're like, whew, man, yeah.
Do the Bears
we're not going to be able to do that for a while.
This year.
That's a great question. They score 40 points this year,
I think they do.
If
back half of the season.
Things are going to look real good.
They're going to get in
that two-game road trip.
The Baltimore, Cincinnati.
One of those games they're putting up 40.
How about that yesterday? Cincinnati only has 7 yards in the second half of their game, but they get a sack from the two holdouts. They combined on a sack yesterday of Joe Flacco, which was pretty amazing.
It was the lamest damn game.
It's pretty lame.
It's very opposite of the Jets and the Steelers.
It was really good, like watching Justin Fields kind of be like, oh, this is what he
looked very appropriate.
Be.
I'll tell you what, watching the Lions without Ben Johnson gave me some hope.
I think you're already making too much of it.
Well, I certainly like seeing them be bad.
Well, I don't say this often, but I'm with Speaks.
Center quarterback connection is a different.
Yeah, no, and it's in Green Bay, and who knows how good that defense is and how good it's going to be. But it was nice to see the Lions struggle without those coaches.
But the opportunity cost is that the Packers look pretty damn good, Speaks. So you don't want that any more than you want Detroit to be good again.
Well, but I knew somebody was going to be great, and I'd rather have just one than two. But either way, our guy, I'm just focused on our guy and what we're going to do. And as I watch them, I'm like, oh, they really seem to miss him a lot. That's nice.
It was cool to see, though, Justin Fields and Aaron Glenn, like, be happy about football. Like, yeah. That was really nice to see.
What I'd like to see as far as, like, last night and connecting it to what the Bears are is give me – hopefully the Bears get to a point, and maybe it's even at the end of the year, get to a point where it's like, don't punt it to them. Because that's all I kept thinking last night was Baltimore, what are you doing? You've got that guy, and you got the other guy, and I know he fumbled. But before that, he was running people over.
Oh, dude, that guy.
You've got those two guys, and you need 3 yards. Go get the 3 yards. Don't give the ball back to the other guy.
You've got the threat.
The whole thing was weird. Like the third down play before where you're short of the sticks. Like, how is that guy short of the sticks?
And it's funny, too, because, Layla, when I'm watching that, I'm sitting there going, oh, they're going for it. That's why that play looked like that. And it's like, nope, that's not why that play looked like that. And
that was the confusing part.
Yeah, but what percentage of our audience you think had checked out by the time the fourth quarter comes around? Or at least, even if they hadn't, down 15 with what, 7 minutes left?
People were leaving the stadium.
Yeah. Our audience is in 670?
Yes.
Not much, because they know better. They know that that's a lead that the Ravens or the Bills can overcome.
Well, no, the Bills fans walked out. Bills a lot fans, of and Josh talked about it after the game. He's like, yeah, that was a little surprising.
Sure.
I got off the couch.
I switched over to Busta Rhymes, man. I was on the MTV Video Awards by then.
See, that's what I'm saying, Groats. I think that a lot of people in our, especially after watching football all day, and if you watched Friday, and if you watched Thursday, maybe a little college and whatever else you
oversaturation.
Did. Yeah, you're like, all right, I guess that's that. I bet 30 to 35% of our listening audience was actually watching the end of that game.
What I did was, instead of like active watching, I went into nighttime shutdown mode. So okay, like let's load the dishwasher.
Backdrop.
Let's get everything set. Let's go wash your face, brush your teeth, all that stuff. And then I was like, oh bleep. There's some stuff going on here.
I'm with you. I was in nighttime shutdown mode too, which is a sleeping wife next to me, and I've got the volume down at the accepted level and trying not to fall asleep myself as I watch that game finish. And I didn't, so I high-fived myself at the end. But it's like, I'm not surprised that the Bills fans bailed, but shame on them, man.
It's a little striking for that to be the last opener ever. At that place for people to walk out of it, but I also get it. I just like those two guys and their quest to be done with Patrick. Like it seems like it's kind of they know. Like both of those guys are like, if it's not me, then it's okay if it's you, because someone has to stop this man from doing all the stuff that he keeps doing. Yeah.
Well, Chiefs could be 0-2.
It's an alliance
this week.
It's also about their acquisitions. Like, yeah, we talked about what happened on the strip, for example, but that was Ed Oliver. You know, I mean, you're talking about the Hosses. You know, the stars stepped up in that game.
No, you're right. And I just, Derrick Henry is going to be a Hall of Famer, and he still looks every bit as good as ever, which is incredible at this man's age and the way that running backs age in this league.
And upright he tends to run. Oh, it used to be not something that you survive.
He's one of the athletic marvels of our lifetime.
There's
really
no other way that he could run, though. He's just a too giant damn big. Playing
he
the
is not
but his,
under
his
6 foot.
His upper body strength, like mid-run, is still incredible.
It's just unbelievable. But what he said last night was like, put that one on me. Put that loss on me. What did he run for? $175?
He had 100 yards in the first quarter.
I'm not going to put that one on you. And Lamar said as much. I'm not putting that loss on him.
I mean, at half, what did he have? At half, it was some outrageous number.
Just shoving people around. Shoving tacklers. Like, seriously, as an athletic marvel, he's up there, isn't he?
He looked like a guy who could play another 2 to 3 years, no problem.
Spiegel's a little bit of an athletic marvel, man, with that work you did at center on Friday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's about time you noticed.
That was a hell of a show, by the way, guys. That was very entertaining, the show that you guys did in the studios, our performance studios last week. That was great.
I got to tell you, the Mighty Sequoias text line has been buzzing all weekend long. I have a picture of the offensive line at a reunion from a few years ago. I sent it to Olin so he can weigh in. We get to hang out with Olin and Pat this afternoon.
Yeah.
Talking about tucking in your elbows.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, he was given good technique.
I was terrible, apparently.
That thing that you were doing with your head was also problematic for me. But I appreciate, and I think there was one. I actually got into the thread on it and was a little angry at someone. I was like,
people were coming after me in that thread.
I didn't like that because like you were clearly like playing into the idea of I don't know what I'm doing.
They were like, on his neck, though.
They were.
It's like, can you imagine? You have an NFL center. You have one of the best centers in the history of the league with you. You have to, like, open yourself up and ask for all of the input.
I meant to text you yesterday, too, because I was like, oh, he's doing the game. But I'm watching the Colts. And they ran a tush push and it right over Quentin Nelson. And I go,
that's my guy.
Because Quentin Nelson jumped into the likes of the video.
Oh, that's right.
Really? Which I take Mark Grody as him liking my form.
Clearly. Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's the clearly way I interpreted that.
Here's what we got going on today. We are going to be our pregame show today. The local Ford dealers pregame show because it's in our time slot. So at 4 o'clock, the Spiegel and Holmes show kind of turns into the pregame show. But until then, we've got a killer show. All killer, no filler, baby. Because Kurt Warner is going to join us fresh off of being in Brazil at 3 o'clock. Then at 3:25... Joe Buck's going to join us.
What?
Live from Soldier Field. Joe Buck with thoughts. I wonder if he's got a little something special for George McCaskey tonight on the broadcast.
Yeah, that's a good question because we know that George won't be having the sound up on Joe Buck. He
enjoy your game.
I don't care who they put on. When Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
George. And yeah, well, hopefully that'll be the case. But then we're going to talk with Olin and Patrick. It's going to be great. When we come back, we're going to rewind into the weekend and talk about it from the perspective of you, the Bears fan. The NFL is back. Is your team ready? We'll discuss after Tanny's Open next on The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.